The displaced sand went away on the constant wind, and the human figure clad in rags it revealed pulled wildly at the corpse of its prey. Dust trailed off in lines, returning to the desert underfoot, as fingers twisted off the insect's legs. These morsels were first sucked dry of fluid, and then crunched down through cracked, blackened teeth, the dark chitin splintering and cutting grayed gums. Careful not to lose too much of the arthropod's thin blood to the ever-thirsting sands, the ragged figure dropped into a settle and proceeded to dismantle it with ichor-stained hands. This was a female, a large one, and it was fat with unlaid eggs. They were easy to swallow, soft and salty. The memory of any gag reflex of the foul taste was long gone.
"You are revolting," said the watcher. "Everything about you is foul."
The figure had been listening to the voice in the air for so long that it considered itself to be the watched, although it did all it could to make sure the watcher never really knew where to find it. Instead, it concentrated on savouring the kill. It was a good one, tasty with it, something to be enjoyed. Eventually, though, as always, the watched responded. Wiping greasy matter from a dirty face, a question emerged.
"Why observe me, then? Why keep looking at me through my eyes? Go, go away. I don't like you. Don't need you."
"Perhaps I already have," said the watcher. "Perhaps I stopped speaking to you a very long time ago, and what you hear inside that ruined meat you call a brain is your madness leaking out."
The watched did not like it when the ghost speaker played clever word games like this and screamed in annoyance. The ragged figure picked up the discarded stinger and ran the barb over the bare skin of one arm, following the healed lines of scars where this had been done dozens of times over. The insect poison burned against the sunburned flesh, and the agony was sweet and powerful. It made the hateful, callous voice from the air go silent for a while. But only for a while.
"You should not stop next time. Dig the venom head in. Then you will die, and this will be done."
"I refuse to die."
The reply was supposed to be strong and defiant, but it came out sorrowful and broken. It was difficult to speak sometimes, as if the ability to form words and release them into the air was somehow degrading with the passage of time. Perhaps it was the metals and the stones embedded beneath the flesh of the watched that did that. It was hard to be certain.
"I am waiting."
"You are dying. Your mind is like a broken tool. Useless."
The watcher was going to say more. The ragged figure knew it. But then something among the bowl of stars overhead made all voices go silent. There was a new sight to see beneath the dull reflected glow of the mismatched asteroidal moons. Looking, peering, daring to hope, the watched saw new dots of diamond-hard light moving against the path of the turning of the world, passing close to the dull glow of the obsidian moon. It could only be a starship.
It could only be.
The words crumbled like ancient paper, and at first the watcher did not respond.
"No more waiting."
Down on the surface of the desert world, the revenant in torn pennants of blackened cloth stood atop the dunes and let out a wordless cry, empowered by an emotion that had no shape or name. But eventually, like the turning of seasons to winter, or the fouling of meat not eaten soon enough, the watcher decided to speak.
"Waiting? For what?"
it asked, knowing full well that the watched had long ago forgotten the answer to that question.